After the September 11th terrorist hijackings, airport security was criticized. Congress is considering whether to federalize baggage screening jobs. President Bush is expected to announce today a greater role for National Guard troops in supporting the private industry workers who are at airport security checkpoints. 5 years ago, Sylvia Garcia answered an ad in the newspaper for a job at Kansas City International Airport in Missouri. The Federal Aviation Administration has named her National Screener of the Year. She says it's not fair to blame all baggage screeners.
I can't vouch for our competitors in other airports, but I know that we here do a good job, and I think it's unfair that they're looking at us in that manner. You know, come on, give us some credit. There were many, many things that we had confiscated, and we still are confiscating things that are not allowed on the plane. And I take it kind of personal.
What's changed for you since September 11th?
Really nothing, because I've always done my job and I've always have confiscated those kind of items. To me, it's really nothing of a change, just longer lines, of course, but I think it's only for the best for everyone.
So even before September 11th, I couldn't have gotten my box cutters past you.
No, I don't think so, sir. No, you're only as good as you are, and I strive for perfection, but I'm only human, too.
Do people give you a lot of grief, or have they been nicer since September 11th?
I want to say that in the past, sir, they have either an action, gesture, or looks, or, you know, for different reasons. They were always would mention kind of and would kind of tell me I was taking my job too seriously. But now, sir, I've got to say I have not had anyone, you know, approach me in that manner anymore.
Yeah.
In the light of what has happened.
Are there some items that are particularly difficult to detect?
It just depends. Some of those smaller knives, yeah, they're hard to detect. But sometimes when you're in doubt, you check it out. I know that if I've been in my guard then, I'm even more conscientious now. Mm-hmm. And every time that I get on the screen or in any position, whether it's on the mag, on the screen, on bags, I always ask God to help me to not let anything go on that plane that might hurt the passengers.
What's the strangest item you've ever found?
There were those kind of like shavers that they use, cattlemen use them for the to shave cows and animals. And these were pretty big, but the airline, you know, took care of it. The procedures were followed, Bob.
Well, you had a sneaky cowboy once, didn't you?
In that case, the individual came through, and he took it out of his pocket. He had it in his pocket.
This was a knife, right?
This was a hunting knife.
Uh-huh.
And this knife was put on a dispenser dish. I saw it and I told him that he couldn't take it on the plane and that he needed to go back to the ticket counter and check it under the plane. When I saw him coming back, I didn't see him coming back from the ticket counter. So that alarmed me because, you know, I've gotten to learn that certain things that go through that metal detector, they sound kind of loud. So it was still kind of loud even though he took everything out of his pockets that was metal. And so then I checked his boots, but I didn't feel anything on the higher part of his boots, which were his ankles. So then I said, sir, take your boots off. He just kind of looked at me. So then he finally says, you caught me. That's what he said. You caught me. So it was an incident act. And then it turned into a concealed weapon.
Is there anything about your job that you wish the public understood better?
Yeah, I want them to understand and realize that we are just as important, and we play a big part in that circle of the airline business, and we are important. We're not just standing there. We're trying to keep them safe, and that we are there doing our job.
Sylvia Garcia is the FAA's National Baggage Screener of the Year.